Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. I want you, if you have your Bibles, to open your Bibles to the book of Micah. Let me ask if we have any first-time guests with us. Anyone with us tonight for the first time? I see one here with us for the first time. Amen. Let's welcome our first-time guest. Come on, welcome our first-time guest. Amen. Amen. God bless you. And we are glad that you stopped by tonight. We continue tonight in our series on the Great Reset. There's coming a time I want to give out information on what the globalists are calling the Great Reset, the new electricity, artificial intelligence, singularity, all these terms, the fourth industrial revolution. They have plans. But their plans are not for humanity, they are against humanity. But as we've discussed here recently, God has a plan for a reset too. And as the song said, his plans toward us are peace and not evil, to give to us an expected end. So expectation is important. What are you expecting? Faith that just lives in the heart will die in the heart. Faith has to speak. An example is a woman with child. Once she's conceived, life as she's known it starts to change. Why? She's expecting. Amen. When we're truly expecting, we can give like we've already received. We can shout like the battle's over. True expectation. Some are guessing. They pray and then they looking and no. What are you expecting? Amen. Hope that is seen is not hope. For if we yet hope for that which we see, why do we yet hope for it? But hope that is not seen is real hope. And that's where expectation is very important. God will give unto us our expected end. I used an analogy, expectation is like the hook on the end of a fishing rod. Faith is like the fishing rod. But what hooks and reels in what you're trying to catch has a lot to do with what you expect. Tell somebody right now, expect the great. So stop expecting nominal, you know, subpar, bump along, get by, hanging in there, you know. Stop all that. We just sang some songs that really glorify God. And I understand he's God and he changes not. So we don't want to do him any disfavor. So we're going to talk tonight about what I've entitled the coming glory. We're still in the Great Reset. Micah chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. But in the last days, it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains. And it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow unto it. And many nations shall come and say, come and let us go up to the house, or to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the law shall go forth from Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. When we were together last, we took a look at this in reference to the last days. And in the last days, we're talking about the time from the resurrection of Christ till the time that we're in right now. and beyond. These are the last days. And that God has tremendous plans for the last days. One thing you might as well get used to is God preparing a table before you in the presence of your enemies. People that don't like you, want to see you fall, may criticize you, whatever. But that's not going to stop God from preparing your table. He said, I'm going to lead you beside the still waters. I'll make you to lie down in the green pastures. I'll prepare your table in the presence of enemies. Amen? So we looked at the word reset, and I'm going to revisit that, the word reset. But we want to understand that these are the last days. We laid a foundation. These are the last days. And how in Psalm 68:1, the word says, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. In this time of reset, God's going to scatter some enemies. There's going to be exposure of a lot of things done in the dark. The light's going to expose them, and darkness cannot comprehend light. Amen. And it says, the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains. We're talking about authorities, the mountains, the mountain of the house of the Lord. See, God's not through with his church yet. The way you see it today is not the way it's going to end up. There's a greater glory coming. There's revival coming. There's a reset, a great awakening. Amen. Where the enemy has sought to divide the church, God's going to reunite it. Amen. Where he's tried to pit ethnicities against one another, all that stuff is going to be exposed for what it really was. Amen. How many know Christ is not divided? Amen. In Christ, there are no barbarians, Scythians, bond, nor free. There are no black, white, Asian, African. In Christ, we are all one. That awareness is going to return to many who have strayed away with ethnic agendas or political agendas. The enemy has used that as well to divide. But Christ is not divided. He's used the old tactic, divide and conquer. But tell somebody, he can't conquer this. The Bible tells me that the gates of hell shall not prevail. They will fight, but they won't prevail against the church. So we looked deeply in, a little deeper into the real reality that we are his house. You are his house. And we had scripture reference to it. So God's people are going to be established. Now, this is where you must stretch your imagination. Use your imagination in the things of God and not in the things of the devil or in the things of the world. That's why expectation is important. If you're expecting, well, you know, child, about this time of the year, what are you expecting? Use your imagination and use your faculties to expect God to do great things. We're prophesying a season here. I know Papa Jonathan has mentioned from April to September, expect some things to happen. Some wonderful things to happen. God's going to do some great things. And amen. He calls this year the year of happenings. But some of that is contingent upon your spiritual posture. Remember the lepers? They happened to be in the right place at the right time when the prophetic word was released. Elisha said, by this time tomorrow in the gate of Samaria. Where were they? They were in the gate. He prophesied at twilight. They were at twilight. They were in the gate. And that word hit them. The least likely to be blessed. Those that were cursed all of a sudden were blessed. Those that were despised were suddenly used mightily by God. Why? They were in the right place. Get your mind in the right place. We looked at how it's important. If you're going to prosper, it's because your soul has prospered. Amen. That's a volume right there. That's a whole book. If your soul doesn't prosper, you can get stuff. See, to the soul that prospers, God will give you means, even mandates and assignments, and you'll have what what Ecclesiastes calls happiness. You'll be able to enjoy. See, there are a lot of people got a lot of stuff, ain't enjoying life at all. It's a burden. They're mean, ornery, rattlesnake-like. Amen. Got a bunch of stuff, got more money you can take a stick at, but life is not good to them. But to those that love God and serve God and walk with God, God said, I'm gonna put stuff in your hand and you'll be able to enjoy it. Proverbs 10:22 says, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and he addeth no sorrow. You're not going to get sick over being blessed. Hello, somebody. You're not going to lose your family over trying to get blessing. Amen. You're not going to lose your health, lose your mind over trying to get blessing. You're not going to have to, amen, wipe out a whole lot of people and do them wrong to get blessed. No, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and he adds no sorrow. You'll get it God's way. Amen. And then you'll be a blessing. So God's people will be established in the highest revelation of God ever known to man. Can you wrap your mind around that? Your soul's got to prosper. Even to, you know, see that afar off. Who, me, Lord? Yeah, you. Amen. Look at somebody and tell them, yeah, you. If the Lord could choose 12 uneducated, some of them crooked, and one of them was a liar and a thief and the son of perdition, if God could choose those and, except for Judas, turn the world upside down. In the book of Acts, they said these 12 men have turned upside down the known world. In a very hostile and violent religious environment. What can he do today? But our soul must prosper. Amen. Tell somebody, your soul's got to prosper. John said it this way, I wish above all things, brethren, that you may prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. And prosperity again, you know, when you talk about that, some people think you're just talking about money. Money is a fruit from a tree. It ain't the tree. But it's better to have money than to be broke. I would think so. But it's not about money. Money will come to you. Resource will come to you. You can have all the money in the world, but if you ain't got favor, if you don't have God's favor, you don't have God's blessing. Your money will take wings. But you can have just a little bit and have God's favor. Come on, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and he adds no sorrow to it. All right? So God will reveal his fullness to a people to fulfill his purpose in the earth.
Hello, listeners. Join the Resurrection Life family as we celebrate our 29th anniversary.
Wednesday, July 28th through Sunday, August 1st, 2021.
This year's theme is the Great Reset.
As globalists are seeking to mandate a satanic agenda.
An agenda bent on depopulating the earth and destroying humanity, God's crowning creation.
God has plans to restore,
revive,
resurrect,
and reset his church in these last days.
Prepare yourself for the next great move of God.
It's the Great Reset.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Is your financial strategy in tune with your values? At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Thrivent is a holistic financial services organization that helps you achieve your financial goals and put your purpose into action. You can reach us at 772-408-0771.